Friday, very excited. I love Fridays. There's always surprises happening. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin Begley, and in studio with me, I have the very funny Paul Mercurio. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you? Hello, friend.
I know, you're commenting on my master's
shirt.
Yeah,
he's got a Hello, Friends t-shirt on. I'm like, this guy is a freaky Jim Nance stalker guy. No, great to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So anyone who's not familiar with Paul, you know, you might know him from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Comedy Central, various specials there. Used to be with The Daily Show. And now you have a very exciting new show, Permission to Speak.
Yeah, it's a Broadway show directed by Frank Oz.
Wow.
Who, you know, created The Muppets and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and director of Little Shop of Horrors. He's the original Yoda. Like,
that's incredible.
Think about being directed by Yoda. And by the way, right. He always has to talk backwards, even in real life. He can't. Oh, you go to a diner, omelet I will have with peppers and green. Hey, all right, we get it. You're Yoda. Stop. Stop. Why stop by? Come on, stop. Yeah, so this came out of my stand-up where I like to talk to people, and I started talking to them more and more. Some people would call it crowd work. And then it turned into much more than that, where you get these stories. You know, you interview people, and you peel the onion back, and you get these stories, and some Broadway producers saw me doing this one night, like, were those people plants? I'm like, no. They go, well, how did it all work out? Why was it all fine? I go, I don't know. I think everybody has a story. If you give them a chance, they'll tell the story, and then you get this just crazy, like, and so that's how it started. And like, you know, my story, like, and I tell stories too. Like, I was a lawyer on Wall Street and did mergers and acquisitions. And I know, it's crazy. And people are like, well, how did that happen? And I'm like, well, I was working on Wall Street and I was writing jokes as a hobby and I sold some jokes. I went up to Jay Leno. He was performing somewhere and I had all these jokes written.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's some of my jokes. He's like, okay. He really talks like they're letting helium out of a balloon.
Right, like in real life.
Like, yeah. And he takes the jokes and I'm like, I'm never going to use them. Maybe he wants me. And then I leave and he does his show. And a few days later, my phone rings and it's like, it's Jay Leno. Is Paul there? And I'm like, there's no way it's Jay Leno. So I'm thinking it's my friend pulling a prank, David, because he used to do impressions. So I'm like, yeah, really funny. He goes, no, really, it's Jay Leno. I go, stop. He goes, no, it's Jay Leno. I go, listen, I don't have time. He goes, it's really Jay Leno. And I actually said to Jay Leno, well, then you do a lousy Jay Leno.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I think I do a pretty good meme. I'm like, oh, man. And so, like, you know, and then, by the way, people always say to me, did you know you were going to be a comedian? I'm like, no. We don't go to, like, law school, work on Wall Street.
Right. That's not usually the path.
And I'm like, were you funny? And I'm like, well, yeah. I was always, like, the funniest lawyer in my law firm.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much. Right. It's like saying you're the sexiest IT guy, you know? It's like you're the only IT guy without glasses.
Yeah.
And so that's a story that is an example of what would come out in the show.
Yeah.
Because these people just have these amazing stories. So I go on stage, and the premise of the show is we're disconnected, we're nameless and faceless, but if we get together in a room and we share stories and have some laughs and relax and let our guard down, maybe we're not so divisive. It's not a political show, but maybe we just connect a little bit.
Yeah, it's incredible. I remember a bunch of my coworkers here at the radio stations, we went to one of your shows on the Off-Broadway version about 5 or 6 years ago. And I thought it was just, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. And I thought it was just going to be a comedy stand-up show. But people get emotional, too, from the stories people tell on stage.
Yeah.
And it's really moving.
Yeah.
It's really great.
It's a mix of that. You heckled a lot, so that was pretty annoying with your perfect hair. By the way, you have amazingly perfect hair.
Well, thank you. I just got cut,
I'm
so that's probably
slap you. It's so thick and luscious. Can I come and rub your head? And sorry, wife.
Just use the sanitizer,
Kevin.
It's fine.
Oh, I'll use sanitizer. All right. The show, I tell the audience two things. It's really cool because it's never going to be another show like it. It's like our show.
Yeah.
So that show that show's never going to repeat.
Yeah, that's neat.
And I think that's really cool. And then the other thing is, I let it go wherever it wants to go, except politics. But it never come up. Only one time somebody mentioned somebody and it was just whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's supposed to reflect real life. Like, it's just conversation. So, like, it can get a little serious, but that's okay. We find our way out of that. So, for example, I had a transgender person on stage transitioning from a woman to a man. And I said, and I had his dad with him. I'm like, what was it like telling your dad? Your mom and dad. And he goes, then you want to transition. I go, I don't remember. I go, why? He goes, well, I have severe bipolar disorder and I've had 3 electroshock treatments. So I don't remember a lot of my life. So now the plane is going right into the
ground. And you're thinking, like,
and I'm like, And I go, really? Well, there's a lot of things in my life I don't want to remember. Maybe I should get electroshock treatment. And started
and
laughing.
Then it lightens
everybody's
the room.
Everybody's laughing. And then he taught me. He was great. He goes, well, my doctor's great electroshock. He'd probably give you a discount. And it was hilarious. So
wow.
So it goes from that to a woman, what's your name? I said, just what's your name? She goes, Nydia. I said, Lydia? She goes, no, Nydia with an N. I go, that's a unique name. How'd you get that name? And she goes, starts laughing, so I know there's a story. She goes, well, my father got my mother pregnant with me at the same time as having an affair with a woman named Nydia, and he named me after the woman he was having an affair with.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So the things you learn about people in this show.
Well, yeah,
is
and that's the
amazing.
Cool thing is, like, it's letting people see other people's lives because we're all doing our blinders, right? And it's like if you go, oh, okay, well, there's that Nydia person, and then there. And the stories go on and on. So, yeah, we've had, it's been really, really fun. And then people are connecting after the show, too.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going up, talking to each other and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So Paul's going to hang out for the hour. So we have some clips from the show, too, if you want to hear what it sounds like. So we're going to do that in a little bit. And then we're going to give away some tickets to the show on the 20th.
April 20th. Yeah. And then I give everybody a massage. It goes with the free tickets.
Do you like Dua Lipa?
Oh, I do. She likes me, I heard. She will not stop bothering me.
Star 89.9, we're hanging out with Paul Mercurio. Star 99.9. Friday afternoon, we're hanging out in studio with Emmy Award-winning comedian Paul Mercurio. Star 99.9, it's Kevin Begley. You know him from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and The Daily Show and also Comedy Central and your show Permission to Speak.
Yes, and I know you from the show because you just reminded me that I brought you on stage in New York.
So I was laughing when you emailed me or messaged me to come on, and I was like, I went to the show in 2018. I found the photos.
You went with every bunch of people from WPLR and the whole station group.
Yep, from Star, all the people here in the station.
And you came on, and you were really obnoxious, and you didn't have any pants. He just came in. He was, like, drunk, walking around New York City, and they brought him in. No, it was like, and I totally forgot that I brought you up.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was the show was so fun. We had such a good time.
Yeah, we have a really cool set. The premise of the set is that my set designer, who's the set designer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, he's got 23 Emmy Awards, Jim Fenhagen, brilliant guy, basically feels like I unbox people with the show. Like, we're in our boxes and people come out of their shell, out of their box. So we had all these, we have actual boxes in the set that you were on. And then we take people's pictures in the lobby and who are in the audience that night, and we project their pictures onto the set at different times, and they get, and they love it. You hear, oh, when the first time it happens, because it happens at different points, you hear people go, ooh,
like, yeah, there I am.
There you are. And then there's invariably there's, like, you know, people just gushing over themselves. And then, so, now we have a set with rear projection and animation in this beautiful screen that travels around the country. And J.J. Settlemyer, who did Beavis and Butthead, all the SNL TV Funhouse, Harvey Birdman is my animator, and we have this really cool animation.
That's neat.
And so we've been having these stories. Like this, I know we have a clip.
Yep.
And this is a guy, Travis, who has polio. He's like in his 30s, but he has polio.
Wow.
And I ask him, how do you explain that? Because he had a little kid at one point. How do you explain that to a kid? And this is what he says.
Travis, how are you? What do we got here? What's the issue?
Polio.
Oh, yeah?
My kids are younger. I would go to the school plays. Obviously, kids would be like, hey, is that your dad? Is he RoboCop? Blah, blah, blah. I would tell the kids, hey, I'm from Vietnam. That's how I got hurt. They were like, really? You were in Vietnam? And I was like, yeah. And it was a joke. But my daughter's 18 now. And a few months ago, she was like, Daddy, were you really in Vietnam? I was like, oh, I forgot. I told that. I told everybody that we were like six. I never fixed it.
That's hilarious. That's
the guy
really
was
funny.
Like, he was crushing it. And like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we have no idea the lives people are leading.
Yeah.
Like I would never have thought to say that to my kid if I had polio. And I'm like, who even has polio anymore?
I know, that's what I was
said to him,
say.
Like, what are you, a black FDR? Like, how is this happening, right? And so we just get these conversations going, and it's just been nuts. Like, I had this guy, and I said, I go, what's the matter? He goes, I got a story. You want a story? I go, yeah. He goes, my wife left me for a Lithuanian priest. I'm like, what? And I go, look, don't do jokes, because it sounded like he was doing a joke. Right. He goes, no, my wife, she left me with a Lithuanian priest. I go, what? He goes, yeah, my wife's mother died. We went to Lithuania. We had the funeral. There was a priest there, and I had to come back. My wife stayed to deal with some other things. And then wouldn't you know it, this fat septic tank of a priest, apparently he was a fat guy, so the rest of the conversation was calling him a fat septic tank, he goes, starts hitting on my wife. Yeah, and then the guy really wants to get in good with her, and my wife likes to hike, so he goes hiking with my wife. And next thing you know, they're having an affair. And by the way, he lost 30 pounds. Because he was hiking with her because he wanted to get in her shorts. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So not only did I give him my wife, but the guy looks amazing now because of me. And the guy place is going crazy. Yeah, yeah. So we just, it's just been really
And
great.
That's the type of stuff that you almost couldn't even write. Like, you need a guy like that to tell his real story.
Right, because if we were writers in a room, like, we'd be like, no one's going to believe that. Tear that up.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
one's going to believe it. Tear it up. And, like, it's just, but like I said, like, there's stories, like, every, like my mother, like I, my own stories. Like, so my mother just turned 96.
Wow.
Yeah. And she will not go down. We try everything. Bad milk, moldy cheese. You trip her. She bounces back up like a little Italian weeble.
She's going to live to 196.
Oh my God. She will not. So she started her own furniture business like 63 years ago. Wow. And we had to close it because she's 96. And she's like, I don't want, and she's mad. She's retired. She's she wants to open it somewhere else. And like, well, I go, Ma, you can retire now. You go. We'll take you to the senior center. She goes, I'm not going to go there. Those people are old. I'm like, you're old. You're 96. What are you going to go skydiving with Taylor Swift? You're old. So I'm like, why do I have to retire? I go, you want to know why I have to retire? Here's why. Because my mother will not buy anything. She goes through people's... Sorry, I'm getting agitated.
No, it's fine.
She goes through people's garbage. Anybody listening has a mother or grandmother like this. Goes through garbage on a Sunday night in Providence, Rhode Island, looking for good garbage. Like stuff that's broken, not food, because she got a friend, Mario. Everybody's got a friend, right? And he fixes stuff. So, but she's got really bad hearing. She doesn't want to spend money on a hearing aid because she's too cheap because she grew up in the Depression. So she found her hearing aid in the garbage. I swear to God. And it whistles all the time.
It's amazing.
Is that me? It's like talking to a tea kettle in a house dress, okay? So because of the hearing aid, one day I go to the store and I can't get in the store. The door's locked. My mother's not around. And there's a woman locked in the store, a customer.
Wow.
So I go, man, what happened? She goes, I was looking around. I turned to ask your mother a question. I couldn't get out. My mother went and ran an errand, couldn't hear that she was there, ran out. I go, well, how long you been here? She goes, 4 hours. I go, what have you been doing? She goes, well, I browsed a lot. She was hilarious. She goes, I took a nap on that sofa. And she goes, is your name Paul? I go, yeah. She goes, well, the phone rang and I took messages. She took messages for me.
That's unbelievable.
Now, you're always a parent in your child's eyes.
Yeah,
you're always a child in your parent's eyes, rather.
Yeah.
And so you can never, like, I'm going, my, you can't lock people in a store in the middle of the day. She goes, oh, I don't know what you're yelling me about. The woman took a nap on that sofa. She liked it. She liked it so much, she's going to buy it. I made a sale and I wasn't even in the store. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we've all got these stories and they're all coming out through the show, you know?
And the show that I went to was the Off-Broadway version. But now this show coming up is on April 20th at Tarrytown Music Hall, right?
In Tarrytown, New York. People can go to tarrytownmusichall.org for tickets or my website, paulmercurio.com. One R in my last name, not two, because there's this annoying Australian actor with two R's and he spelled it the same way I did. And don't get me started because I hate him. He's dead to me. We're doing it April 20th, Saturday night, next week. And at Tarrytown Music Hall, this cool old theater, and this is the storytelling, stand-up-y kind of show involving the audience and me and this really cool set that we have. And
That's super fun.
Yeah, and strippers. just throw that in there.
If they're in the crowd coming up, you never know.
Just going to throw, and then we're giving money away.
Yeah.
We're going to be like Oprah. We're going to be like Ellen and give cars away. You get a car.
All right, Paul's going to hang out for the hour, and then we're also going to give away tickets coming up just before 3 o'clock. Yeah. Coming up after this, Star 99.9, hanging out with comedian Paul Mercurio.
Star 99.9.
Friday, which means that we're having a good time with special guests.
Yeah, and I'm having to comb his hair and put like gel in it. You're a very high maintenance host.
Comedian Paul Mercurio
is
in
awesome,
studio.
Man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, thanks
really
for coming
chill.
In.
It's
yeah,
really
this
great.
Is really fun.
Could you put your pants on, please?
We'll have to have you come back when Jen is back. So normally I have a co-host in here.
Oh, awesome.
It's Kevin and Jenna. She just had a baby, so she's on maternity leave.
Oh, I thought it was something I said.
She'll be back in late May. But
why would she have a baby? You have a kid. I have a kid. Come on.
I have two kids. I know.
What, are you insane? I have one. And it's like, you know. Well, apparently, we were going to have another, but apparently you have to have sex for that to happen. And, but it's funny. I can remember, you have a 2-year-old.
I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay,
yep.
So my son's older, but like I can remember Alex when he first started walking. That's like, and I just remember sitting there, and he was about 13 months, I don't know, whatever, and he's like, he would walk 10 feet, and then he'd like just sit, and then walk 10 feet and sit, and walk 10 feet and sit, and I looked at him, and I'm like, this kid's going to be a security guard. That's a security guard in a museum right there. And now,
that's so true.
And this is the part where we're supposed to say, oh, having the kid, and we got parents out there listening, you know what I'm about to say, I'm sure you'll relate. Having kids is the best thing that ever happened to me. Not so much. I mean, you love your kid, but there are some days you wish he'd walk into the woods and never come back. So, like, my son loved baseball. He still does, right?
Yeah.
So when he was little, about 7 years old, he had a baseball tournament, 3 days.
Yeah.
So my wife goes, like, you should go, like, father-son bonding weekend. I'm like, great. And I went. And at the end of the weekend, it hit me, I don't really care for the kid. Extremely high mate. It's first of all, was it's go ahead.
Was it something he did in the baseball game?
No, no.
Did
well,
you strike
that.
Out?
No, there's that because I'm that guy.
Right.
I literally, because I like have paid for like private lessons a lot of money.
Yep.
And he has this thing called waiting on the ball where you got to wait for the ball to come in because if you don't, you're just going to hit a grounder to the shortstop. And he never waits on the ball.
You're like, I'm done. Like,
why am I spending this money? I never loved you. My mother never hugged me. All this personal stuff starts coming out. So, but though, like, I take them to this baseball weekend, and it's every minute of the day, it's their stuff. Like, you don't have any time for you. Like, we're working, we're killing ourselves. He's like, you know, first of all, you put a kid in a hotel, he wants to go in the pool. He's in the pool. He's out of the pool. He's in the pool. He's out. Make a decision and stick with it.
The pools are very popular right. for kids at the hotel.
Then he wants lunch. Grilled cheese sandwich. It's a hotel. $16.99 for a grilled cheese sandwich, no french fries, and a shriveled up pickle. And they burn like one corner of it, and the little baby can't eat it because it's got a little burn. So I have to buy another. I'm like $34 into bread and cheese. I got nothing to show for it. And it's my Saturday night too. Okay, Kevin, I want to go to a strip club. And he starts complaining. You know, Daddy, the lady on the pole scares me. This Jack Daniels is burning my throat, you know. Come on, walk it off, kid.
Parent of the year.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the guy.
How old is your son now?
I don't know. I can't. It's a lot. I try not to make eye contact.
Has he
with
been
him.
To the show? Permission to speak?
Yes, he has.
Okay,
he's worked
great.
On the show. Yeah. And he's like an older teenager. He's like 17 now, something like that. Yeah, but but it's good. Yeah. And we bowl. And we just went bowling this last weekend, and he started to beat me, which is annoying.
Oh, no.
You're going to find that. Your kid's going to, like, you like the golf. You're going to teach your kid
to
golf.
I thought about that because I was like, Grace, you want to try golf? Like, golf is fun. And then in the back of my mind, I was like, there's going to come a day if she gets good at golf where I'm going to be like, oh, no.
No, he's hitting the ball way farther than I am now. And I cut his hamstring, and yet he still is able to hit that ball. I have not.
It's unbelievable. So the show Permission to Speak, yeah. Tarrytown Music Hall.
April 20th,
yeah.
tarrytownmusichall.org or paulmercurio.com for tickets. So this is my Broadway show directed by Frank Oz. Really cool set.
Yeah.
Animation by this animator for Beavis and Butthead and SNL TV Funhouse. And it's a show that involves me telling stories and jokes, but also audience members come on stage and just share stories. And we had this guy talking about bowling. This was in Chicago. And what's really cool is you bring the show into a community and you don't know about the community, but they all know stuff. They're like in on an inside joke that you're not in on.
Yeah.
And that happened with this when he mentioned what he does. And this just came from what kind of line of work are you in? And this is what he said.
I own Diversity Rock and Ball.
They all knew it.
Yeah.
Bank of Us, a software company, left that job to buy the bowling alley for $2 with my friend Gary.
Well, you needed a friend because you didn't have $2?
he still owes me a buck.
Gary.
He still owes me a buck.
Gary, I got a great deal, but I only have a dollar on me. Come on, man. Can't. All right. Okay. Let me call somebody else.
That's really funny. But the pop that it got, because they all knew the bowling alley.
So I bring multiple people on stage, if you remember. And
yep.
So that woman that we heard, no way! That woman I had just talked to, she used to work at Mr. Skin, which is like this website where they show like
movie scenes.
Movie scenes where you see body parts. And she went nuts, and the whole place went nuts. Like, the biggest applause of the night was that guy's stupid bowling alley, and I'm up there killing myself.
Right.
So, like, that was really cool to me, because I looked, I go, what is diversity? Only the most popular bowling alley. And then I said to him, like, what's some of the weird, because, you know, people get crazy at bowling alleys.
Yeah.
They drink, they act, I've done stupid stuff. I go, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened? He goes, oh, he goes, we had some students from Northwestern. Yeah, they were supposed to be smart and everything. So I look over at lane 36, and there's a couple, you know what, on lane 36. And he goes, I told him, you can't do that in lane 36. And I go, did you at least disinfect the table with the disinfectant for the shoes? He goes, hell no. And the place went crazy. And so once I get into the conversation, I start asking questions about what, like, you're in radio, and if I had never done radio, I didn't know anything about radio, I'd say, like, well, why don't you do this? Or,
yeah,
you know, like Amazon. Amazon annoys me because I go into Amazon. If you're listening and you work for Amazon, fix this problem. I go into Amazon. I'm looking at a shirt. I put it in the cart.
Yeah.
Then I want to go back and look at more shirts. They don't have a go back to shopping button.
Oh, right. They
You've
don't.
You got to hit that stupid arrow in the corner.
Yep.
Then I miss it, and then I actually log out of my computer, and I got to start all over again. Or slap somebody.
Or they show you a different product and then you're down a different rabbit
Thank
hole.
You, you yeah. saw this and you might like that. No, I don't want a butter churn. I just want a shirt. It has nothing to do with the shirt. But yeah, so we're getting these really cool stories and just kind of delving into lives.
And people think their lives are so boring or mundane, but things like this come out and they don't realize how funny or entertaining things are that they're talking about with their lives.
Yeah. The thing that always amazes me is like how, like, I had this older couple and they're like in their 60s or 70s. We live in Brooklyn. Yeah. We, yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes, what'd you do yesterday? Oh, we dropped some acid. What? And like, then they started talking about like going back to the 60s and they look like your grandmother and grandfather.
Right.
Like, that was the thing. And then they gave me some and it was a great night. but like, you know, everybody's got a story. Like, look, I got a dog that finds me annoying. Well, I know that's
the dog doesn't like you.
Well, Daisy, we saved the dog, and whenever I walk into the room, she immediately gets up and walks into the other room. I'm not kidding you. She gives me a dirty
she
look,
gets up,
and looks at me like, this jerk, and then walks into the other room. And then, like, if I walk into that room, she looks at me like, really? I just got comfortable in here. Here's the deal: you stay in that room, and I'm in this room. And my wife's like, well, it's your voice. She finds it annoying. I'm like, do I sound like a vacuum cleaner? What are you talking about? So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we, but we're having a really good time with the show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we have some tickets to give away, too. So we're going to play a couple songs right here. And then if you want to go to April 20th at Tarrytown Music Hall.
We're going to give some tickets away. And I also vacuum your car after the show.
it's a full service.
I think we got another clip, too. Maybe we can play that.
Yeah,
later.
We do.
But yeah, I'd love to have people come out. It's really been fun doing the show around the country. So, yeah.
Awesome. Star 89.9, hanging out with comedian Paul Mercurio.
Star 99.9.
It's Kevin Begley. Friday afternoon, we're having fun. We're hanging out with Paul Mercurio, comedian. You know him from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Comedy Central specials. Yeah. And, of course, your show, Permission to Speak.
Thanks, yeah. Oh, by the way, just real quick, you're going to have to start explaining things to your kids that you're not going to be able to explain. So my son, about five, the age of your oldest one, said, Daddy, why does a platypus look the way it looks? And I, like, oh, what do you say to that?
Right.
I'm like, God, I said, God has a sense of humor. God just gave up on that animal. I think God was exhausted after creating stuff for 6 days and just went, what do we got left for spare parts in the warehouse?
Make the platypus.
What's that, a duck's bill? Put it on a beaver's butt and get it out of here.
It's so funny. God. There's so many questions. You're right. It's young,
like, you know, Dad, why does mommy not love you? Come on. Stop. How do you know that? But yeah, so one of the cool things is seeing relationships with people for my show, Permission to Speak, at the Tarrytown Music Hall, April 20th. The show's about people telling their stories, and mine too. And sometimes I like to bring a couple people up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, daughter, sisters, two friends, whatever.
Yeah.
So in this one, we have a clip, and it's two friends, two women, I don't know, late 20s, and they kind of start going at it after I ask a question, you'll hear.
Would you go out with me?
What?
Are you high maintenance in a relationship? Are you difficult?
Do not lie. Do not lie. Her standards are very high. I understand that it's good to have standards.
Like, if I see a red flag, and it may not be a permanent red flag, it could just be a little something, I don't think that I should stick around for it. Like, fix it or I'm out.
Yeah, you're going to be alone the rest of your life.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
I love
so
the
funny.
Moment because that was like, if we were at a cocktail party and I asked that question, that's where it gets... The room starts to end up feel very quickly like we're just hanging out in somebody's big basement telling stories.
Yeah, it's real life. It doesn't feel like they're watching a show anymore.
No, and
they're
that part reaction is really real. You are totally high maintenance. Like yeah. How they would talk to each other if they were just sitting around a bar having a drink with each other. And so that's the kind of stuff that I think I really love about the show. And then, you know, you just have other things like you never know how people are going to handle like sort of intense life moments.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So... this is a clip of a guy, really great guy, like late 20s, and he's gay. And I just was curious about like what it's like to, you know, have to come out and how you hide that secret and how do you tell your mom? And this is what he said.
I was a pretty gay little boy.
How did you react when he told you?
The first thing she said was, why are you telling me at 10:30 at night?
That's hilarious.
It's like, I love it. Yeah. The real story there is the mother knew. Mothers know more than, like, she knew for years. It's like, hello, newsflash. I got a meeting in the morning. All right?
Right,
good,
right.
Good for you.
It's too late.
Can
yeah.
I, wait. And I never, again, that's like you writers in a writer's room. We would yeah. not have come up with that.
Absolutely.
So, and then there's just the crazy stories. And so, yeah, it's really been fun. And people kind of going to get to sort of see how other people live in a really cool way. And it's like almost an extension of social media in a way.
Yeah.
Everybody's living their lives on social media anyway.
Right. And I remember I went to the Broadway version.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic, even just connecting with people that you're at the show with that you don't know. So the people who are in the crowd,
yeah.
you know, even afterwards, oh, that was so funny. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Like,
or it's like, you know, you grew up in Mass. I grew up in Mass.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have a 5-year-old. I have a 5-year-old. And so for a few minutes, they're actually connecting. I remember the second night of the show, of the run in New York, everybody's standing around after the show. I'm like, in their seats. I'm like, uh-oh, is there a problem? They're like, no, we don't know what's going on. We don't know why. Turned out they just started talking to each other.
Wow.
And then they eventually, you know, left. But like, yeah, so it's been this really cool, we just get in a room, you just throw everything up. Again, and you just see where everything lands,
yeah.
you know? And, so we're kind of taking this ride together.
It's great. So yeah. If you want to be part of this experience, it's so fun. Permission to Speak, Tarrytown Music Hall, April 20th. And we have 3 pairs of tickets.
Yes.
For anyone who wants to go, 800-330-9999. That's the number. So we'll get you on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go see Paul. You'll be at Permission to Speak
right.
on April 20th. It'll
yeah,
be great.
Absolutely. If you come with a free ticket, you're going to have to clean up my green room afterwards. I get crazy. I'm like a rock guy. And I whatever and I break things and
rock star dressing room. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nah, yeah, yeah. Like with big lips and a bald spot. Love
3
pairs of tickets and come on out and bring your friends and we'll have some laughs.
Awesome, comedian Paul Mercurio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
this
for
afternoon.
Having me, buddy.
Is there anything else you want to talk? I know you have a podcast.
Oh,
you
podcast,
want to shout
yeah.
that out?
It's Inside Out with Paul Mercurio.
Nice.
And I named it myself. I hate naming stuff. I really suck at it. And it's one-on-one long-form interviews with
cool.
people who are really good at what they do.
Yeah.
So we've had people like Stephen Colbert and Bryan Cranston and Paul McCartney. And next time I'm on, I'll tell you the Paul McCartney story.
Yeah.
It's crazy, surreal. And I have a like something on my phone, blah, blah, blah.
It's amazing.
Some naked pictures.
And
no. And so we do these long forms like Joe Walsh and... Famke Janssen and all these sort of big stars. And like, you just get to kind of really know them because you're not rushing through the interview like you have to do on TV.
Yeah.
So it's Inside Out with Paul Mercurio and people can catch that wherever podcasts are, which are everywhere.
That's awesome. And find Paul on social media everywhere too.
At
and,
Paul Mercurio, yeah. 1 R in my last name. Mecurio. Next time I'm on, I'll tell you that story about that annoying Australian guy with the same spelling, and I had to change the spelling of my name because, all right, okay, just Mecurio at Paul Mercurio, and I love you, but I hate your hair. It's so good.
My hair, I just got it cut. I think I look great on
no,
a Friday.
No, you look great. It's so good. That's the problem. It's that front wall of hair that's really annoying me.
It's like Jimmy Neutron. That's
oh,
what everyone keeps telling me.
Oh, my God, you're so annoying. But yeah, Inside Out with Paul Mercurio, at Paul Mercurio on all the social media platforms. Tarrytownmusichall.org for tickets, April 20th. permission to speak, or my website, paulmercurio.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you so much for having me, man. This has been so much fun.
Absolutely.